Joining me now in the Furman Garner Performance Studio is Mark Landon Smith, Executive Director of Arts Live. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to drop in.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to have you. And we are talking about Oliver Twist to start with.
Yes, Arts Live Theater, Northwest Arkansas's only dedicated children's and youth theater, where we do theater for children, by children and youth. We are producing Oliver Twist, which is coming up March 10th through 13th at the UARC Ballroom here in Fayetteville.
This week,
yes. Yes, and it's original adaptation. We've taken the original story of Charles Dickens, and we've adapted it for our own selves.
Nice.
And so we're excited about that. We've got a cast of about 26 young actors from all over the area who are going to be performing this show.
And how have you adapted it? Have you changed the time? Or?
Well, no. I've stayed very true to the story. Sometimes I mess with the story itself, but this, you know, it's a classic story, so I didn't want to really touch it at all. We've kept it in the original form. We've just shortened it a little bit, because in the original book, there are a lot of subplots, a lot of sub-storylines. We've just really focused on the journey of Oliver Twist.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what comes up after that?
After that, we have auditions for The Jungle Book, the Disney musical, which was the first movie my parents took me to.
Really?
Yes, The Jungle Book. And a lot of people are very familiar with The Jungle Book and the Disney version of it. So we have auditions coming up for that this Saturday, March 12th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Arts Live Theater on Sang Avenue. Anyone can audition. We're looking for actors ages 6 to 18. It doesn't matter about your previous experience. You can go on to our website at artslivetheater.com for audition information.
Okay. And do they need to sign up for an audition time? Or
no,
they can just show
up? It is an open time audition. You just come in, sign up, and we'll get to you as quick as we can. The audition process takes about 5 minutes, so we'll get you in and out pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do they need to do to prepare?
Oh, what to prepare? Well, you can go on our website, again, at artslifetheater.com, check on the auditions tab, and it has everything that we require. We would like for you to sing a song. It can be any song you want to sing, Happy Birthday,
God Bless
America, or Taylor Swift's latest, who knows?
Who knows?
And you'll sing that a cappella, which means you'll sing it without music. And then there's also on the website links that you can click on that will take you to the script itself and the specific scenes we're going to be auditioning from.
Okay.
So the kids can come in very well prepared.
All right. Mm-hmm. And about how many actors are you looking for?
We are looking for about 30 young actors.
Oh, so quite a big.
So, yeah, we've already had two rounds of auditions. We've got one more coming up Saturday, March 12th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And then following that, we have our spring break theater camps, which are coming up the week of spring break, March 21st through 25th. We've got two great camps coming up. One is a musical theater camp. The other is called Create a Play, where those who participate will be creating a play in five days and performing it.
The musical for spring break, what is that going to be this year?
The musical theater camp?
Mm-hmm.
It is a kind of like a little Broadway review. It's not a specific title.
Oh, okay.
Because you only have five days.
Right.
But we do a little musical review at the end of it. And Jules Taylor is going to be directing
that.
She's done several of those. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Outstanding instructor and director who's also directing Oliver Twist.
Oh, okay.
Then after that, we have coming up our performance of The Secret Garden, which opens in April.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, we have The Jungle Book opening up in May. And then we start our summer classes and our summer camps. We have a whole bunch of summer camps coming up, which is going to be finalized this next week. Also for The Jungle Book, we're doing something that's pretty cool.
Okay.
We've got three of our kids who are young filmmakers, Cole Borgstadt, Coleman Clark, and Reed Carson. And they're actually doing a documentary about the making of The Jungle Book.
How very cool.
So they've already been filming auditions. So we're taking the journey of the production of Jungle Book from the auditions to closing night.
Okay.
So everyone can really see everything that's involved in doing theater. A lot of people think theater just happens, and they kind of take for granted all these different elements that have to come together for theater to be produced. I'm kind of the same way when I fly. I think, oh, I'm just going to get on the plane, buy my ticket, and get there. I don't think of everything that has to happen before I get to be able to sit in that seat. Same thing with theater. People don't understand or take for granted everything that has to happen before you get to sit in that seat and see that production.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And when are they hoping to have that done?
Well, we will, hopefully we'll have it done in June. There are some film festivals we want to start submitting to.
Absolutely.
We'll be doing some public broadcasting here and probably have the premiere at Arts Live. So it's an exciting project for our kids and a great way for people to become familiar with Arts Live.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. And the Jungle Book and the Secret Garden, are those both, are those going to be at Arts Live or are those going to be the UARC Ballroom?
The Secret Garden will be at Arts Live, and also we have a partnership with the Botanical Garden. So our Sunday matinee performance, our closing performance, will be actually at the Botanical Garden, which is a lovely garden. It's the Secret Garden. So our set's already there. It'll be outside, so it's a great environment to perform in. We've done Alice in Wonderland there a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
And then The Jungle Book will be back at the York Ballroom.
Excellent.
Yes.
And of course, if people have any questions, they can go online.
ArtsLiveTheater.com, mm-hmm. and or you can call 479-521-4932. Get your kids involved. We'd love to have them.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.